This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And we will hopefully get back to the story about animal-human hybrids for organ harvesting, maybe? I don't know. I heard part of a story on a show earlier today, and they were making it sound like it's all about harvesting organs. I've not actually read the article. One person in the room has read the article, I think. He's at least read part of it on the air. But
he did his homework.
I do my homework.
We'll get back into this, but first, your calls. We go to New Jersey, where we have Conan, I'll let you introduce this guy. You know who it is.
This must be Ralph. Tell us, Ralph. Tell us about the great Satan.
Yes, indeed. You know, the animal-human story. I mean, you know. You know by now that Obama is a wild animal, a black bear, a lying African in the White House.
But, so you're saying, hold on, so you're saying that Barack Obama is an animal-human hybrid?
Fit really well with our story.
From your listener's ear. But, you know, this man has been propped up by either the white guilty in this country, okay, or the self-hating white, and they can be found in the media, in the academia, and in the, you know, the Democratic and the Republican Party. You got those, you got those kind over there. But that being said, you know, wild animal, by virtue of the power bestowed on him by Satan, is bringing about the black plague into this country. What do you think of that?
Literally, the black plague?
The black plague. This is how he presented himself. You know, at Rutgers University. And by the way, I just find out that Rutgers University has an elective course. You know what's the name of the elective course? It's called White Guilty. And primarily, they talk about white privilege in that course. How do you like that?
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all.
That's kind of like made, you know, the order for Obama right there. That's the reason why he has a receptive audience in there, and the rest of us is cringing about it.
Hold on. So how is Obama connected to this college class?
Because he's a college professor.
Well, you know, the media and the academia work hand in hand because you got the self-hating white and the white guilty in both of those places, and they are mutually exclusive, by the way.
Well, I think you're forgetting the government, too. I think that the Obama administration is tied in closely with the media and tied in closely with academia.
And he surrounds himself. He's including this man, Ben Rhodes. He surrounds himself with white guilty and, self-hating white people. You know, this is the kind. And you know, given the fact that this wild animal is the black plague of our time, I can only think of, Trump as not only the antidote to Obama and the anti-Obama, but our deliverance from, you know, the influence of the great Satan, Obama. Wow. Well, I mean, we're coming into that moment now in New Jersey as we get into the days and the weeks ahead, and we will have the primary here. And honestly, you know, I am never Hillary because of the fact that you can tell the difference between Obama and Hillary. It's like the leopard doesn't change his spots. And there are some outstanding issues that still need to be dealt with regarding Hillary. Number one, what has he accomplished? Okay, for the most part, Obama has failed. Where has he succeeded? And what's the difference between Obama and him? I would like to see, you know, an all-out brawl in that Democratic convention, just like, you know, the riot that took place in Chicago. You remember that one guy?
Of course.
I mean, Ralph,
let me ask you this question, and then I'll have to let you go because we got other people on the line. Who are you planning on voting for in November? You a Trump guy?
Trump, yes, all the way. Trump all the way, of course, you know.
I mean, thanks for the call, Ralph. Let's go to Patrick calling in from Arizona. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing today?
We're doing well. You're on the radio. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to call and clear the air and thank you. A couple weeks ago, I called in and we sort of debated on the radio and you sort of threw me a curveball with a question. I'm a retired law enforcement and pretty much set my ways, you know. But I just wanted to let you know that the one thing I've learned over the years in law enforcement is you can agree to disagree on topics. That's how you better improve your knowledge. I wanted to thank you. I appreciate the debate and let you know that, you know, in some ways the world is changing, and it's really hard when you get older, set in your ways, to make those changes because you're still trying to hold on to a little bit of the past.
Sure. So, Patrick, let me ask you this, because I vaguely remember talking to you, but I don't remember what we talked about. What was the question that was asked that you said sort of changed your mind on something?
Well, it really didn't change my mind. You threw me a curveball. I wasn't expecting the question, but you would say if I would arrest Harriet Tubman, you know, in the Civil War days. And it brought me to some thought. I mean, you don't think about those things normally.
Right.
And, you know, I'm like third, almost fourth generation law enforcement, and it's really hard to understand what you were asking. I don't know if I would or not. I really don't. I mean, you know, and that's just being straight up honest with you on that. But it's funny because I was raised, we had a house that overlooked the Civil War Cemetery, and a lot of my ancestors were buried out there. And, you know, it was a different time. I mean, I mean we're talking California, so it would be against slavery, you know.
Right.
My generation, but I just wanted to let you know that I really do enjoy the variety. They're getting to a point where either you're extremely on one side of the coin or you're on the other side of the coin on a lot of these programs. And I just want to thank you for keeping an open forum to your program. It really does help educate people out there because being a law enforcement, you don't make many friends. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, certainly. I think a lot of libertarians are a little too harsh, if you will, on law enforcement because a lot of libertarians forget that at one time they, you know, thought that government was the solution to things.
You bet.
And so, you know, people forget that, you know, as the saying goes, you catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. So, you know, you really need to try to connect to somebody on a personal level. And, Patrick, thank you for calling in, and I hope you call in again in the future.
And by the way, libertarians are going to need security forces.
Yeah.
in their little utopia at the end of the day.
Be nice
certainly
to find some people some experience.
Yep.
Yep. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. Hopefully we'll get back to this man-human-pig thing.
Every once in a while you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll go back to the phones here in just a moment. But could you use up to $35,000? Well, there's no need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, or you can even pay your tax bill with it. LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan terms, loan amount, and other loan details will vary. See LoanUS.com for more details. Let's go to Skype. I keep forgetting to mention this. We do have Skype. Username is LRN.FM. We've got Rod from Canada. Rod, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, guys. About two segments ago, you were talking about Sharia with a caller. And then when you closed, you said, well, you don't understand Sharia. And I think that if you say that, it's like saying that if somebody criticizes the U.S. government, you could say to them, oh, well, you don't understand the Constitution.
Well, the guy was, and let me recap for anybody that might not have heard the call. He was saying that there are people in Philadelphia and Europe that are forcing people to comply with Sharia. And I have several Muslim friends that are involved with Muslims for Liberty. And I'm genuinely curious about Sharia because I hear stuff talked about in the news a lot. And so I asked, what exactly is Sharia? And they explained, and they said it's very similar to Levitical law, but for Muslims, to where it only applies to people that agree to abide by Sharia. So if someone is saying that they're forcing you into Sharia, then they're not actually forcing you into Sharia, because Sharia cannot apply to someone that does not consent to it.
Daryl, but that's a very legalistic view, and the world does not believe that. Like, there is like a billion Muslims in the world that believe that their states are Muslim states, and they live under Sharia. And just because, you know, Muslims for Liberty, they believe that, and a couple other people believe that, that doesn't mean that, you know, the Saudis are not beheading people.
I never said that the Saudi government did not behead anyone.
That's what I mean. I think that when you guys make these blank statements, you guys don't understand Sharia. I think you're being too legalistic, and you don't understand what people mean by Sharia.
So, because words have definitions, and I think that words should be used in accordance with their definition, I'm somehow being legalistic.
Yes, you are, because that's why.
So are you saying that words should not have definitions?
I am saying that, for example, some of your co-hosts don't describe themselves as anarchists, even though the dictionary definition would be correct. They use the word voluntarist because it doesn't work. You have to use the words in the way that people understand them.
And here's another thought, and I kind of agree with you on this. There's certainly the legal or legalistic or the literal meaning of words or in how some things may be described, but I think there's also the practical implication. So if I'm a Muslim and I'm living in a very large community of other Muslims, and a majority of those Muslims, or maybe even a very violent minority of those Muslims, decrees that anybody who lives in these 10 square blocks is going to abide by Sharia law, I may be forced into it. Would you agree with that?
Yes, to a certain extent you might be.
Practically. I'm not saying that you would agree with it, but
yeah,
it may just be sort of a repercussion.
But I have spoken to gays that say that they would not step foot in a Muslim country, mm-hmm. because they would risk for their own lives.
Sure.
And at some point, you have to realize that it's not just, you know, a little minority that is oppressing these people and oppressing women in their own homes. There's also a huge, huge component of the society itself,
the culture,
oppressing these minorities. And it's not about race, it's not about religion, it's some of these communities are back in the 16th century. I'm sorry, they have not evolved along with many of us, and some of these people don't even know how to like the refugees that are going to Europe, many of them don't even know how to read or write their own language. You know, of course these people are not going to be integrating. Of course these people are, you know, don't understand that you're not supposed to touch women just because they're dressed, you know, with the sexy clothes. You know, but I think the main point of this is that you can't just take this legalistic attitude towards the word Sharia. You have to understand what people mean when they say that. And you can make a clarification. You know, actually, you know, if you look at the Quran, that's not what Sharia means. But the world understands that word in a very different way from the people at Free Talk Live. That was my main point.
Yeah,
I will agree with the final point that you know, most of what people call Sharia is not what, you know, the Muslims that I know would identify as Sharia, and what I know of Sharia is what I've been told mm-hmm. by the Muslims that I've interacted with. And you mentioned that there's some homosexual people that say that they would never go to some Muslim-run countries, and there are certainly some supposedly Christian countries that homosexuals also would not go to. Uganda is a perfect example. Most people in the United States think that Uganda is an oppressive Muslim country. No. Uganda, point of fact, the vast majority of the people that live in Uganda identify as Christians, not Muslims. And Uganda is the country where they... I'm not sure if they've repealed the law, but at least up until recently, it was punishable by death to be homosexual in Uganda. And
yeah,
that is supposedly a Christian country, not a Muslim country.
But I hate when we get into this trap
work. That's very bad, but that's really an exception, whereas the majority of the Muslim countries have it, you know, written down that homosexuality is a crime, you know. So you have
to make
a difference.
Right, and that's because that has a lot more to do with their culture than their religion.
Exactly, Daryl. That's exactly the point.
Right, and
that's what people understand by Sharia. It's cultural, it's political, and it's religious.
No, they believe
it.
That it's all about religion and not about culture.
But
and we could continue
reality,
we could continue debating this until the cows come home. Rod,
yeah.
I do thank you
Take
for
care.
The call. Thanks. And what are your thoughts on this? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. What are your thoughts? Sharia, not Sharia? Is it cultural? Is it religion?
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And hopefully we'll get back into this man-bear-pig story because I'm really interested in the whole thing.
I like how you add an animal every time we bring it up. So,
are you cereal, Daryl? Are you cereal?
No. What?
If you're gonna go man-bear-pig, you got to know your cereal.
Like Bootios?
Just go.
Bootios
prevent
you from being booty.
Some people know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I have absolutely no clue. But I do know that if you have a box of Bootios and you get in the Wayback Machine and you go to yonder, like go back in the past, then Bootios become Derriere Squares. I learned that from The New Day Monday night.
Now you've gone where I don't know.
Those are wrestling references, by the way.
There we go. That explains it.
Yeah.
Wait, you can say wrestling, but I can't say 69?
I said wrestling.
Oh.
With a W.
Listen to my mind.
As in, you know, like WWE, pro wrestling, Hulk Hogan, stuff like that.
Okay.
Are you with me here?
Yeah, I heard wrestling.
Okay, yeah, well, you're not that intelligent.
What?
But,
man,
you know,
come on now.
The discussion has sort of shifted from this man, bear, dolphin, pig thing to a discussion about various governments and the way they operate. And some people have been trying to just, you know, make it all about religion, and it's not. Yeah, it's, you know, largely driven by culture. But, Chris, in the break, you hit it right on the head. It's all about government. No matter where the stuff is happening around the world, where, you know, like certain countries have laws that say fill in the blank. That's governments doing that.
Yeah, and a lot of it, you know, throughout history has had a its roots in religion, but in the end, it is some group of people that have been either seized or been granted some power over other people, and they're going to choose to exercise that to further their beliefs. And I look at Islam, I look at Christianity, and I can look at like American exceptionalism as all religions. You know what I mean?
You mean American exceptionalism / imperialism / spread some democracy all over the world?
Going, yeah, wherever you want to go with it, but worshiping any entity, it's going to have some commonality.
And one of those commonalities is coercion, because modern states commonly deploy coercion in a wide array of circumstances in which the resort to force would clearly be wrong for any private agent. What entitles the state to behave in this manner, and why should citizens obey its commands? In The Problem with Political Authority, Michael Humer examines theories of political authority from the social contract theory to theories of democratic authorization to fairness and consequence-based theories. Ultimately, no theory of authority succeeds, and thus no government has the kind of authority often ascribed to governments. Humer goes on to discuss how voluntary and competitive institutions could provide the central goods for the sake of which the state is often deemed necessary, including law protection, protection from private criminals, and national security. An orderly and livable society thus does not require acquiescence in the illusion of political authority. Find The Problem with Political Authority by Michael Humer on Amazon and at all major bookstores. We go back to the phones where we have Parker, who's listening via the internet. Parker, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, so, Ian, do you remember some time ago?
This is not Ian. This is Daryl. Ian is off tonight. Ian's generally off on Thursdays.
I'm not sure how you could mess that up. That is very, very different.
That's okay.
Well, that's okay.
But go ahead. I'll pretend to be Ian for a moment, unless you want to ask me a question.
All right, so, Daryl, have you seen this video, or have you heard from Ian about this thing that happened? Well, there's this video on YouTube that came out on January 23rd, 2016, where he and Mark Stevens were in this court battle against New Hampshire. I don't know what New Hampshire was prosecuting Ian for, but Mark Stevens was his legal counsel. And essentially what happened was Mark Stevens first asked the question, is there any evidence that the state of New Hampshire has that proves that my client is subject to the statutes and codes of New Hampshire? And you can see,
if this is the court case that I'm thinking it was not actually in a criminal court. It was at the Department of Safety in an administrative hearing,
yes,
where Mark Stevens was able to connect via some like GoToMeeting sort of thing. And
yeah,
Mark Stevens was doing his typical ask, do you have facts that the laws apply to my client? And after about 30 minutes of not going anywhere, the administrative officer got up, walked over, and unplugged the television that Mark Stevens was connected through, and they continued the case with just Ian and no legal counsel.
Interesting.
So essentially they violated his, what is it, Fifth or Sixth Amendment right to legal counsel?
I don't know if you necessarily have a legal right to counsel in an administrative hearing.
Okay. Did he win the case or no?
No, he did not. And that's because in an administrative hearing at the Department of State, they do not have to find guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. They just have to find it by a preponderance of evidence. and they deemed that there was enough evidence that Ian had lived in New Hampshire and did not have a New Hampshire driver's license, and so they said he had somehow violated a privilege of the road, and they were going to suspend his license if he did not get a New Hampshire driver's license. He was going through a name change at that time, and yeah, wound up having some kind of thing to where he was charged with unsworn falsifications because he walked into the DMV with the name change paperwork and an application for Ian Freeman to get a driver's license. And they said, well, we need to see Ian Freeman's current driver's license or an updated birth certificate and Social Security card. And he said, I don't have those documents. They said, well, come back when you do. He went back the next day with the application filled out, Ian Bernard, which was his name before the name change went through, and said, here's Ian Bernard's driver's license, and here's this document and that document. And they said, okay, here you go. And then a month or so later, he filed a name change to change the name on the driver's license. They changed the name, and then they charged him with unsworn falsifications because he went in two consecutive days with paperwork under two different names, and they said one of these was a false name, so therefore we're charging you with something. And I think he wound up being convicted of that and getting a suspended sentence.
Mm-hmm. So would the defense that Mark Stevens puts up that Ian was privy to, or that he was being defended as, would that work in a speeding case or anything?
I don't think that would work in any kind of case, because every time I've ever seen it tried or tried it myself or heard of anyone trying it, there's always threats of contempt of court.
So,
always threats of contempt of court.
So Mark Stevens hasn't won with that? I'd have to listen on Saturday to his show.
You would need to call Mark Stevens to find out, because I don't listen to all of his shows, so maybe he's won some cases somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, from what I've heard of people actually trying it themselves, it never works. Parker, thank you for the call. Your calls, your thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Creating werewolves? Maybe. We'll tell you about it. This is Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And we go not to the phones, but to the Skypes. That's right, we have the Skypes. Every single one of them we have. Username is LRN.FM. And we've got the Liberty Phoenix on the Skypes. Liberty Phoenix, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you, gentlemen. You guys had a caller earlier, I believe before the break, that was talking about using Mark Stevens' techniques for challenging jurisdiction. He asked whether or not anyone actually won. And you don't really win with that technique. It has been successful on a couple of occasions. You're never going to get the judge to admit that they have no jurisdiction. It'll never happen.
Right.
What you can do is give them such a hassle that they simply dismiss it. But in order to do that, you have to file numerous motions. You have to do it in the proper order. You know, you have to give it all their BS, pomp, and circumstance. It can be effective, but it is a huge, huge time sink. You're probably better off paying it, honestly, at this point. you can do it. But if you want to spend, you know, 18, 20 hours a week prepping for it,
right,
going over role playing and making absolutely sure that you have everything in line, and even then you're still going to get screwed over,
right?
Because I did it myself. I spent, I don't know, four or five weeks just prepping to challenge jurisdiction. Got all the way up to the moment. I asked, you know, all the right questions. The judge said, oh well, it's my legal opinion that they have established jurisdiction, and then that just threw me for a loop, and I'm like, oh, where do I go from there? Not thinking, oh, hey, so I could just ask him, well, so is it your, so is this court, are you telling me that this court is ruled by your own arbitrary opinion and not facts and rules? Which to then I would have probably...
But courts are nothing but opinions. The actual rulings by the judges are considered opinions.
That's what they call them.
Absolutely.
Yep, 95+% plea dealing in this country. There's a reason for that, because it just doesn't make sense.
But I guess somebody would say that I'm being legalistic to say that the word opinion has a definition, and that if you call a judicial ruling an opinion, that it's basically just, you know, the whim of the people that are sitting there writing the words. That's what it is. It's the whim of the people that are writing the words. That's why it's called an opinion.
Absolutely. It can be effective. It's just you have to make the court jump through more hoops than you do,
yeah,
which is a pain in the butt.
And expensive.
Expensive, and depending on where you are, you know, you might have to wind up paying money for the privilege of going to court to try to, you know, be found not guilty. Luckily, here in New Hampshire, we don't have to pay any extra fees for taking something like a parking ticket to court.
The taxpayers have to pay. Daryl. Yeah, yeah.
For the operation of the court, absolutely.
Right, but no, like in California, there's a fee. If you want to take a parking ticket to court,
right,
you have to pay a fee for the privilege of going to court.
Yeah, if you're in California, move out of there. It's a crap hole.
Unless you love the government, in which case, stay in California, please.
Or move there.
Yeah, and don't be like that lady I was listening to on local radio who was talking about how California this, California that, and it's like, yeah, you know what? Just go back. You don't belong here.
More well, people leaving than it is.
Hopefully they all just move to California because they love the state. It becomes the new North Korea, and then the big one hits, and it all just falls into the ocean.
Arizona Bay. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Well, we here in New Hampshire have our own problem, and it's called Massachusetts.
Yeah, there's a special name for people from Mass, but it sounds too much like a word that you're not allowed to say on the radio, so I'm not going to say it. But speaking of, if you love Liberty coming to New Hampshire, Liberty Phoenix, you were here and then went back to the People's Republic of Chicagoland. When are you going to escape tyranny?
Oh, I figure it'll probably be about 10 years when my kids are old enough.
Yeah, completely understandable.
A 7-year-old that I can't, I just can't do it.
Yeah,
I loved my time up there. I mean, that I was finally home. It was wonderful. Even all the infighting, you know, that's part of liberty. You have to have that in order to figure out what everyone's true values are. Mm-hmm. And it was just the greatest place I'd ever lived. But it's gonna take me a while.
Yeah, understandable. Hopefully you come back soon, because I did miss hanging out with you. Liberty Phoenix, thank you for the call. Chris, let's get back into talking about man, bear, werewolf, chicken, pig.
Ah, yes.
Cuisine.
Creating chimera.
Franken pig.
Creating embryos that are both animal and human. And I think where we left it was with this. But some scientists and bioethicists worry the
creation... Hold on, but before you continue here, recap, because I honestly forget what we had covered so far, and anybody that's just tuning in has no clue what we've covered on this.
The story is from NPR, and it's been getting talked about, but a handful of scientists around the United States are trying to do something that has some people find disturbing, making embryos that are part human and part animal. So basically what they're doing is they are taking human embryos, injecting doing some gene splicing and some gene modification, and in the end planting them within a animal, in this case a pig,
harvesting organs.
That's the hope, and by using stem cells, they're trying to guide these groups of cells into specific things. So now,
human stem cells or pig stem cells?
Human stem cells, adult stem cells, not embryonic, the adult kind that anybody can give, and it's not coming from,
Hold on, so anybody, including you, Mr. O negative blood?
Absolutely.
Specifically you and not me, because then anybody can take your pig pancreas.
Well, the goal here is...
There's very few people that could take my pig pancreas because I'm AB positive.
Well, the point is you could, and that's what they're shooting for. They're trying to get it to the point where through some procedure you could, if you needed a new liver, then they could grow you a liver in a pig, and because it was grown with your stem cells, the odds of rejection would be very, very low. That's...
Why not just 3D print the stuff? It seems like it would be a lot faster.
evidently that technology isn't quite here yet. And we were talking about that in a break a while back. You know, every so often we get these, we're so headline driven anymore. It's like we can now, the technology is there to 3D print organs, and everybody sits there and go, wow, that's great. Don't have to worry about that anymore. And I guess that'll be around in another year or two. Well, how long have we heard that story?
I'm going to say like five years. The equipment involved, the complexity, is going to cost some bucks for everyone to have their own 3D printer to create organs. And when you've got a pig over there, and we've got lots of them, it's already primed. It's already a machine capable of producing organs as long as you inject the correct formula.
Yeah,
they can grow a little. A pancreas or a heart or something on some part of their body that I'm not using. It makes too much sense.
All right, so we'll get back into this, but we do have someone on the line. We've got Daryl. It's actually my other brother, Daryl. We're just missing Larry now. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Conan. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I remember yesterday, I think somebody was talking about that they were trying to apply for a license, business license in San Francisco, and didn't understand the thing about sole proprietorship, LLC, and stuff like that.
That was actually someone that I was talking to in Las Vegas, to where they, and just to rewind, this person wanted to be an Uber driver. They were told that in order to drive, they needed a business license. And so when they started going through the process of getting the license, there were questions of, are you a sole proprietor? Are you an LLC? Are you a subcontractor? Are you this? Are you that? And they weren't sure because, you know, like, Uber driver, is that technically a subcontractor of Uber? Are they a sole proprietor? Do they need to get some kind of LLC? So go ahead with your thoughts, Daryl.
Well, my thoughts is you wouldn't be probably a subcontractor, because if you're a subcontractor, that means that you're working for a contractor, like building a building or something.
You would be a contract worker.
Yeah. So it would most likely be that you were would be a sole proprietor or an LLC, depending on how you had yourself set up. An LLC actually takes stuff that you have to go through, some paperwork, if you recognize the state as an LLC. But for sole proprietor, you just say, hey, I'm a sole proprietor. And then at the end of the year, based on how much money you make, they either send you a 1099 or a 1099-K. Yep. And then,
if you've got more thoughts on this, we'll hold you over if you're willing. This is Free Talk Live. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
You use about $35,000, whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason. LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker, and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.